I'm in Esslingen here in Germany in the greater Stuttgart region, and now I'm together with a man named Stepan Brekalo. He's a Bosnian Croatian, born and raised here in the Stuttgart area, and a businessman and a follower of Jesus Christ, part of the HIS Ministry Church, and also a man who's deeply touched by the plight of his own people in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and now with the flooding. And I would like you to tell me, Stepan, what did you encounter when you came back from Bosnia last night?
I was shocked when I came into the city of Orashe. It is near the Croatian-Bosnian border in the northern part of Bosnia. And I was shocked how the people are lost without hope and without any hope from the government, without any help from the government. The government is not coming or don't have the idea to bring them water into the flood places where the people don't have any water to drink. And food, they don't have food, they don't have water, they don't have anything. They're really hopeless. And I was shocked how the government is doing nothing for them. And so I went with another friend of mine, a brother of mine in Christ, to the places who are flooded. And 19% of the city or the city area is flooded now, and the government is doing nothing for them. And I was shocked. Yeah.
What can we do, Stepan?
We can do a lot of things. We can donate food to the people, because they will need in the next few months. They will need a lot of food, a lot of water, and a lot of work is there to restore their houses or to build new houses. I think they need so much help, because when you see a city of 22,000 people are without any catastrophic plans from the government, with any without any help from the government, there everything you see, grandmas and grandpas who are carrying things, who are trying to clean up their houses, to clean up their streets. There is no help, and what we can do is we can give them practical help. We can bring them food. We can bring them hope. We can bring them Jesus, and we can bring them water, the living water of Jesus, and water to drink. Yeah, we can do so much.
Stepan, you just came back from there, and yeah. How much things did you bring to help on your trip now this weekend?
Yes, we start a transport. It is a transporter with 1,300 tons of food and help, and we brought canisters there who was empty, and refilled them in Bosnia, where we can get fresh water for drink. And we brought that stuff directly to people who are really in need. We saw the people, and we gave the stuff personally to them, you know. And what we have done too is we fill these canisters of water, and we go to the front line of this flooded villages, and we gave the people water, yeah, because they don't had any water to drink. And
I heard medicine, you brought food,
medicine. Mm-hmm. We brought all this stuff what we take here from Germany, and we share the love of Jesus to them. Yeah,
that's awesome. And you really shine this love, yeah. Stepan.
Thank you.
So it's awesome. I know that the church that you're enthusiastic and long-term part of the his church, HIS Ministry Church in Esslingen, is starting a charity. I think it's going to be called the Angels of Hope.
Yeah.
And that will be a great channel to help with the Balkans,
yes,
and specifically with Bosnia.
Mm.
So we'll keep informing people about that, and we'll keep you in our prayers, Stefan.
Thank you.
God
you.
Bless
we need
you.
Your prayers.
Yes.